Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm always so blessed to be able to sit here and study the Word of God and do that on my own, but to know that there are others that are listening to this, it's just a blessing to me. I pray that you are growing in your walk with the Lord, whether you're listening to this right after this podcast comes out or sometime in the future. I know the Lord is interested in us. He loves us. He cares for us. And He's given us the Bible, His Word, so that we can study and learn about Him and His ways, about His Son Jesus and what Jesus did while He was on the earth, revealing the Father to us. So we always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study, because we know He's our true teacher. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, again, we give You thanks for Your Word. Such a blessing to us. Lord, we never want to take it for granted. We know that You're our true teacher. And so today, we ask You, O Lord, to guide us into all truth by Your Holy Spirit. And we ask You also to empower us to live according to Your Spirit so that our lives will be a blessing to You. We just honor You today, Lord, and we give You thanks for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Isaiah Seeing Jesus' Glory. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12, verse 41. The apostle John wrote concerning Jesus, though He had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on Him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. And in chapter 12 and verse 41 of his book, John shared about Isaiah when he saw his glory and spoke of him, where we read, These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spoke of him. The verse reads, These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory. John began with the words, these things, which means the ideas about God blinding the eyes and hardening the hearts of the people, said Isaiah, or uttered, declared, and proclaimed Isaiah, whose name means Jehovah's help, and was a famous Hebrew prophet who prophesied in the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, when he saw his glory, which means at the time and moment Isaiah observed, noticed, perceived, and discerned God's praise, honor, splendor, and brightness. John shared how Isaiah perceived the ideas about people being blinded and hardened in their understanding when he was in the presence and glory of God. The verse goes on to say, and spoke of him. John continued with the words, and spoke, which means and uttered a voice or emitted a sound of him concerning God. John shared how Isaiah told the people about God and what he observed. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how Isaiah perceived how people would be blinded and hard-hearted as he observed God's splendor and brightness. You can see Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, and verse 9 through 10 for more about that. God told Isaiah people would not perceive and understand the message he was sending through his son, Messiah, son Jesus, and therefore they would not believe in him. God wants people to understand who his son Jesus is. And when they submit their lives to him as their personal Savior and Lord, he will forgive their sins and grant them everlasting life. Let all who read and hear these words hear the words of Isaiah and ask the Lord to remove any blindness or hard-heartedness they have in their understanding. Next time John shares, nevertheless, among the chief rulers, also many believed on him. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,